An elderly and intimidating-looking nun went into the Catholic school second-grade classroom to teach a lesson on the Baltimore Catechism. She pointed to a child in the first row and said, "Where is God?" The child burst into tears and ran home to his parents. The parents said, "What's wrong?" The boy said, "God is missing and they're blaming me." Well, not only is God not missing, but he wants to be very close to us. He even reveals himself to us as one God and yet three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is the feast day of the Most Holy Trinity. The Trinity is a great mystery of faith, not something we could have figured out on our own. It had to be revealed to us by God himself. So when God sent his Son, the second person of the Trinity, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, revealed that the one God that the Jews had worshipped truly as the one God was also three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this God does not want to be distant from us, but he wants to dwell with his people. He wants to dwell with us. That's why he sent his Son, Jesus, to save us from our sins, to open the gates of heaven, and to redeem the world. And notice that God actually wants to live within us. This is what baptism is all about. This afternoon, I'll baptize three babies. Right now, those babies are born into this world as beautiful gifts of God, beautiful creations of God, but they're not yet children of God until they're baptized. When they're baptized, original sin is washed away. And then they receive this incredible gift, which is the divine life, which is the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within their soul. That is what sanctifying grace is. That is the definition of sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is given to us in baptism. It is the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within our soul. Imagine that. We as creations of God, as creatures of God, as human beings, are made sharers in the divine life. It's hard to fathom. It's hard to imagine how this incredible transcendent God wants to dwell within each of us through sanctifying grace, thereby making us temples of God and dwelling places of the Most Blessed Trinity. So baptism is no small thing. It's what transforms us from creations of God into children of God, into his very adopted sons and daughters of God, sharing in the divine life, sharing in sanctifying grace. Now we remain in the state of grace if we keep his commandments. Jesus tells us that. We remain in God's friendship, that God dwelling within our soul remains with us unless we commit a mortal sin. The only tragedy in life is mortal sin. That drives out the divine presence from our soul. We then lose the indwelling of the Trinity within our soul. We lose sanctifying grace through mortal sin. So right now, we're either in the state of sanctifying grace, alive with God's Spirit dwelling within us, or we are in mortal sin, one or the other. We're either in sanctifying grace, or we're in mortal sin. To receive the Holy Communion, we can only receive communion in the state of sanctifying grace. To receive Jesus, if we're aware of any mortal sin, is a sacrilege. We would never want to commit a sacrilege against the most sacred body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus if we're aware of any mortal sin. How do we get rid of mortal sin? We go to confession. We repent. We confess our sins. We receive absolution, thereby giving us again the divine life of sanctifying grace within our soul. That is how the sacraments work. We're given sanctifying grace through baptism. We could lose it through mortal sin. We can have it restored through us through sacramental confession. And then we receive Holy Communion in the state of grace. And when we receive Holy Communion in sanctifying grace, this increases the life of God within us. It increases sanctifying grace. It increases sacramental graces within our soul, thereby making us even more pleasing to God because He sees His own divine presence dwelling within our soul. Then confirmation increases that sanctifying grace as well by giving us a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit within our soul. So God is not a distant God. Yes, He is in heaven, but He wants to dwell in us, His children, through sanctifying grace. And every time we come to Mass, we participate in this incredible worship of the Most Blessed Trinity at the Holy Liturgy, at the Mass. Notice that when you come to Mass, all the prayers of the Mass are Jesus praying to the Father in the Holy Spirit. All the prayers of the Mass are Trinitarian. Jesus is praying to the Father in the Holy Spirit. The Mass begins and ends by invoking the Most Blessed Trinity. So the greatest Trinitarian prayer is the Mass. Notice how it starts out. The very first thing the priest does when he begins Mass is to invoke the Blessed Trinity. We say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every Mass begins that way. Notice that we say, in the name, singular, because there is only one God. But then we say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, because there are three divine persons in one God. And then the priest will say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. He then gives a Trinitarian greeting to all of you, and then you respond, and with your spirit. So we invoke the Blessed Trinity at the beginning of Mass. And then there's the penitential rite, where we say, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. And again, this is a beautiful Trinitarian prayer. Lord, have mercy, the Father. Christ, have mercy, the Son. Lord, have mercy, the Holy Spirit. Think about these things when you're at Mass. And then we just said, glory to God in the highest. This prayer called the Gloria is a beautiful prayer of praise to the Most Blessed Trinity, where we praise God, bless Him, adore Him, glorify Him, who is the Lord God, Heavenly King, God Almighty Father. And then we give adoration and glory to Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, the Son of the Father. And notice how this prayer ends. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Again, the Trinitarian prayers that we hear at the Mass can really enrich the Mass for us as we participate in this greatest act of love to the Most Blessed Trinity. And in a few moments, we'll all be reciting the Creed, the beautiful Nicene Creed, which is divided into three parts. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. And then the second part of the Creed is the longest part, that is about Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. And then the last part of the Creed is about the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, He is adored and glorified. That is what we believe as Christians. One God, and yet Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So beautifully explained to us in the Creed. And then as we get to the end of Mass, we have this little prayer after the Eucharistic prayer called the Doxology. where we say, through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. That prayer says, through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours. So that prayer is called the doxology. It's like saying the glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit at the end of every decade of the Rosary. That prayer is a beautiful prayer in praise of the Most Blessed Trinity. And then the final blessing. Notice the final blessing at Mass. We say, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So the Mass begins by praising the Trinity. It ends by praising and invoking the Trinity. So God is not a distant God. God wants to be among us through sanctifying grace within our souls and also through the sacred liturgy that we have at the Mass, the way to participate and to enter into the great mystery of the Most Blessed Trinity. To unite ourselves with Jesus, praying to the Father in the Holy Spirit. And lastly, don't forget about our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother, we honor her during this month of May, and our Blessed Mother can help us to enter into a deeper relationship with each of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. Our Lady is unique. Even though she is a human being, she's a human creature like ourselves, and yet God chose her to be the mother of his only begotten Son. So Mary has a unique relationship with each person of the Blessed Trinity. She's called the daughter of God the Father, the mother of God the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Nobody on earth ever had that unique relationship with each of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. So Our Lady can help us to get to know our Heavenly Father better. She is the chosen daughter of God the Father. She can help us to enter into a deeper relationship with the Heavenly Father. And of course, she is the mother of God the Son. So she can help us to enter into a closer relationship with her divine Son, Jesus Christ. And she's called the spiritual spouse of the Holy Spirit because she conceived Christ in her womb by the overshadowing and the power of the Holy Spirit. So we can enter into a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit through the prayers and intercession of our Blessed Mother. So in this beautiful feast day of the Most Holy Trinity, remember these thoughts, that God not only is not missing, God is not even a distant God. Yes, he is in heaven, and we will see him one day face to face in the beatific vision, but he is a God that wants to dwell within us through sanctifying grace, by our baptism, by our reception of the sacraments. God wants to live within our life and to share his own divine life with us through the sacraments, and especially at the Holy Mass, in which we participate in the greatest Trinitarian prayer, and then to ask our Blessed Mother, who has that unique relationship with each person of the Blessed Trinity, to help us to enter into a deeper relationship with our one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.